Florida TV. I am your host, Griffin Meeting Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to another off-season podcast right here on Everything Florida TV. First of all, I'm going to apologize for last week. I know I said I was going to record another podcast. I got so busy with the off-season notes, and then now I'm busy with the CBLTW show stuff, which is going to be starting podcast production very, very soon in the next 2 weeks. Larry and I will be getting together recording something for the other podcast. I'll talk about that at the end of the podcast, but I'm here. Welcome to another podcast. Another off season. We have about one more off season podcast, and I'll talk about that at the end of the podcast. What is happening over the next week as well, like this week and then next week, because we are slowly getting into the Big Brother 20 mode very soon on the podcast, and I'm really excited to find out who's going to be on this season. Hopefully it's not a returnee, but obviously I'm hearing rumors from Hamster Watch about that. There might be 4 returnees this year, but according to Allison Groner, there is not going to be it's not going to be a returnee. It's going to be all new players. So don't know. You know Big Brother very much. Expect the unexpected. You don't know what the heck happens on that show. It is completely insane on what happens on that show, and regardless, it's crazy. But today we're going to talk about the top 10 villains in Survivor. And I don't think I've ever really talked about, I haven't really talked about top 10 villains on Survivor before. I never really talked about it before. So I thought, you know what? This would be a great topic for an off-season podcast. And I know Larry's done a lot of advising for me on ideas for off-season podcasts. He's joined in on a couple already. And exciting to be talking about this with you guys as well. Without further ado, let's get right into it. First one on my list, actually, we're going to go from 10 to 1. That's how we're going to do. We'll do the least of my list to the top of my list. That's how it's going to go, from the top to the bottom. So we are going to start with number 10, which is Richard Hatch. I know Richard Hatch, who is such a big time, one of the big time, all time villains of them all. I know, I don't know if you would really call him a villain, but he is listed as one of the big time villains there on Survivor. I don't know why he's listed. Is he really a villain? I don't remember him in any of the seasons I've watched with him in it, which means I'm meeting Borneo in All Stars. I just don't remember any time that he was a villain whatsoever. But he is on my list. Number 10, he was in Borneo Survivor All Stars. First ever Survivor winner. That's a good one. Big thing to remember him by is he is the first ever winner on Survivor ever. Like he's the OG winner of Survivor. But I just guess he is a villain because he would backstab anyone. He got the chance. He knew how to play the game. I think he was the first one to ever come out with an alliance. Like, he is the first one that ever came out with the actual alliance. I think he was the first one to ever do that. So I think he was the first one that started an alliance with someone in the game. Also, he would sit up on the branch and watch, and yes, he would be nude. Obviously, Richard Hatch, not decent in his clothing like he should be, but whatever. He's number 10 on my list. Number 9 is Jerry Mathey. Now, I guess they called, what I've read online, they called her the first villainess of Survivor, like the first female villain on Survivor. Obviously, she is the first ever villain that, was on Survivor. She had a love-hate relationship with Colby Donaldson. I don't even remember. I think she made it to the merge, but then she got eliminated. Or she might have been before pre-merge, maybe. Or maybe it was merge. I don't remember. Australia is a long way back. Now, I've watched Borneo, and then Australia, the Pearl Islands. Amazon and Pearl Islands. And then I've watched ever religiously since. I've watched Survivor since Pearl Islands and on. But I was scattered between Borneo, Australia, Amazon, and that was it. But Jerry Mathey was a villainess on Survivor Australia. I know. I believe she got into a couple fights during the All-Star. Well, she was an All-Star technically. I think. Yeah, I think she was in All-Stars. I think. If I remember correctly, I think she was in the All-Star season as well. And Herald versus Villains as well. I believe she played in the Herald versus Villains. She was one of the villains on Survivor Herald versus Villains as well, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I remember that now. So yeah, she played 3 seasons of Survivor. Obviously, she is, first of all, like I said, she is the first female villain there that has ever played the first villain on Survivor ever. So let's go on to number 8, Randy. Oh my goodness, Randy. I remember what his last name was. Randy. He's pretty much a villain. He was nice to very many people. He was very miserable with Sugar. He offered Sugar his cookie. She said no. So like, okay, whatever. And he gave half of one to somebody and half to another person. So, you know, he was pretty much a villain. Also, don't forget, he got screwed over too. By a fake idol from Bob from the Survivor Gabon. He fell for that fake idol, ended up being voted out, and he told the final 3 to kiss it, all 3 of you, kiss my beep, obviously, ass. I remember that line. I still laugh. I could find it on YouTube in a second, and like, oh yeah, I remember that. I remember Randy being a complete ding dong there. So very memorable villain for sure. And he actually was on Heroes versus Villains as well, I believe. But he did not last very long though. I remember that for sure. So go number 7, Jatia. Yes. Oh yeah, I remember her very well. I just there are some things I did not like about her. I just didn't like, you know, her attitude. I just overall didn't like Jatia at all. But she is very well remembered for dumping the rice in the fire. And that's not the first time there's been rice thrown in the fire, I believe. Oh, no, sorry. Well, rice has been dumped before, but not in the fire. Before, I think it was Brandon Hans just dumped it in the middle of the beach. Right there, just dumped it. The beans and all that. Speaking of which, that's my next pick. Person on my list is Brandon Hans. The big fight with Philip Shepherd. Everybody did not like... Honestly, I can be honest with you guys. Philip was not a likable person on Survivor. Nobody liked him. Nobody liked Philip whatsoever. They just, you know, they always confrontation with Philip whatsoever. There was always confrontation that went on with Philip. So yeah, there was a big fight with Philip. He had a big fight with Philip and Vance for his parents too. Poured out the rice and beans on the ground. Cheer over. And which they obviously got a reward from the reward challenge that they had. And then obviously he made a big scene at the immunity challenge. And then of course, I believe it's Corinne Kaplan that decided, you know what, Jeff, is it okay if we, the favorite, forego this reward, this immunity challenge and give the actual immunity to the fans? And so they obviously forgo that and decided to get out Brandon Hans while they had the chance, because there was a lot of animosity between Brandon and Philip. And you know, that's probably a smart move. It was a smart move to get them out, because you know, that could probably fix it. But you know, they haven't been I don't think they haven't gone yet. They have not gone to they didn't have to vote anybody out. I think favorites never got to vote anyone out because they kept winning. You know, they kept winning and winning and winning and winning. So I think that was a big major thing. Like, they got to they got to continue on winning, and like, they were on a hot streak. They were doing awesome. They were actually doing very, very awesome. But they never once had to vote anyone out of their game. Like, nobody had to be voted out of the game. theme because, you know, they kept on winning challenges, you know? They kept on winning the challenges time and time again. So, you know, it was, like, you know, once you give up immunity, like, if you give up immunity, you know, then, you know, sometimes you just keep on losing. You know, you just seem to keep on losing the challenges time and over and over again. So, it's not good, you know? It is not good to, you know, fun doing that. As, like, you know, give it up, then, you know, the time... The tables can turn too, right? They can turn, the tables can turn very, 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 very quickly, you know? And, you know, anything is possible for it to happen. All right, let's get into the next one. Number 5 on my list, since I was rambling on about the whole Brandon Hands thing, is Ava Maria. And again, this is another one I wasn't overly a big fan of. I was really not a huge, huge, huge fan of Ava Maria, obviously, because, you know, I just didn't like her. I didn't like her attitude at times. I know I quoted her as a villain myself, actually, way back. I consider her a villain, actually. So, you know, I said, you know what, Ava Maria is a villain. I consider her as a villain in the game of Survivor. And of course, known to argue and fight with everybody at Tribe. Also, we're most remembered for saying to Savage, you made it to the jury. That was back in Survivor's Second Chances as well. This is Survivor's Second Chances. Definitely is one of the most memorable lines I will always remember is, you made it to the jury. That was one of the big comments that she said. So number 4 on my list, as we are mostly on my list. Fair warning, this probably will be about 20-minute podcast. Like my normal podcast for Survivor, it is about 20 minutes, so fair warning. So number 4, and I think she should have been further up in my list, honestly. Xandra Diaz-Twine, the 2-time winner of The Queen Stays the Queen. Probably one of my most favorite Survivor winners of all time. She wasn't afraid to speak her mind. Her saying to Fair Play, I can be loud too. Also to Tony, thanks. That's what you get for plotting against me. Queen stays the queen. Take your ass home. And then bye, Tony. Say hi to Sierra for me. That's the other comment that she said as well. So, and of course, like, you know, then my line with the whole season, the whole time she was on the show, was queen stays the queen. That's what I said. Every time I said that, queen stays the queen. So next up, number 3 on my list for this podcast is Johnny Fairplay Dalton. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Johnny. Johnny Fairplay. Mostly known for his dead grandmother lie in Survivor. Oh, brother. That is just something else. The big dead grandma lie. Obviously, that is the big dead grandma lie, which will never be forgotten in Survivor history. Ever. That will never, ever, ever, ever be, that will never be forgotten. That will never be forgotten. It'll go down as one of the most craziest things on Survivor ever. Is the dead grandma lie. That will never be forgotten. So yeah, okay. And then obviously in Pearl Islands, he went at it with Sandra. We remember her. We remember that the most. You know, those two always went at it with each other. You know, they were always fighting with one another. It was just complete craziness. It was very, very chaotic that the two went at each other. So we're arguing and bitching at one another. And obviously, like I said, the dead grandma lie as well. He made the fans for the favorites, dressed like pros at the start, and then he wanted to be voted out of the game. Everyone thinking it was a total lie, but it wasn't. It wasn't a lie. It wasn't a total lie whatsoever. Honestly, I don't know why he wanted to be voted out. I don't know. I don't know why Johnny Fairplay wanted to, you know, be voted out. I don't know. Like, that I can't tell you why he wanted to be voted out of the game. Just because, I know he said he wanted to be with the family, obviously. He wanted to be his family. Obviously, he has a little girl on the way. So, yeah, I guess that's one of the reasons why he wanted to, you know, be voted out of the game, was just because he wanted to be with his little girl, be there when his little girl was born. So, yeah, and then so second last person on my list, number two on my list is Boston Rob Mariano. Man, that three times, he played what? Four times. Marquesas, All-Stars, Herald for the Villas, and Redemption Island. I remember those are the seasons that he appeared on. That is definitely the season he actually appeared on, was those ones. So, he was most known for his cutthroat game in All-Stars, backstabbing Lex in Survivor All-Stars, also married Amber from Survivor Australian Outback. He went back into Herald for Villas, made jury, but did not win the game, and they came back in Redemption Island, played different game altogether, and then pretty much he won Survivor Redemption Island, which I was really happy he won that season as well. So the most number one most notorious villain of them all is Russell Hands. I hated to put his name down, but I did. Russell Hands is probably one of the most notorious villains of them all. He was still on top of my list. He found idols to see their one in the jury, made to the tribal council twice, never won the two times he was in the final tribal. He also manipulated his way, the way the tribe voted as well. He was eliminated from the game in Redemption Island season, where he was against Boston Rob Mariano as well. So that's what happened with him. That was Russell's number one on my list. And that's it. That's my list. That is actually my entire list for Survivor. Survivor top 10 villains of all times. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It's a little different. A little bit on the different side from what I've done in the past. I've been doing a lot of Big Brother. I need to get away from Big Brother. I was kind of thinking about doing an Amazing Race one as well, but I guess it won't, I couldn't do it now because it's already been announced that Amazing Race is going to be Big Brother versus Survivor versus Amazing Race. They're going to have a bunch of different teams. I was kind of thinking about doing that, something like that. I was thinking about it, but then obviously they beat me to the punch, and I announced it before I managed to do a podcast about it, but hey, that's okay. It'll be interesting anyways. So that's the this podcast. I appreciate you guys listening in today, tonight on this podcast. This is the second last podcast, off-season podcast I'm going to be doing. We'll be going into a regular season next week, end of the week, when we do we're going to be doing the cast assessment for Big Brother 20. I think, believe, also the follow that same week, next week, we'll be doing the Amazing Race as well. We'll be kind of talking about the teams. That'll be probably on the Wednesday as well. And then Monday, we'll have one more off-season podcast. Maybe one more, off-season podcast for you guys on Monday. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can guarantee, but either going to be Monday, Wednesday, Saturday is when we're going to have all the podcasts come out. So we're going to have a whole pile of them. Like I said, I'm recording two tonight. I actually recorded two today. So the other one will be up on Monday. So that'll be the Monday podcast. And then I will hopefully hear about the Amazing Race Canada cast very soon. I can start working on the notes and then do a cast assessment on that as well. So that'll be awesome as well. So please stay tuned for that. That will be awesome. Again, thank you guys so much for just tuning in on the off season. Just coming into the podcast, listening to the podcast each and every week, even during the off season when there's not really any reality TV going on, I still tend to give you guys some kind of reality TV podcast for you guys, regardless of being on a regular season or not. I want to give you guys content, and I am giving you guys content that way as well. So yeah, also you can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed for those podcasts as well. We are on podcast.com, TuneIn, iTunes, Player FM, ListenNotes.com, and also Podchaser, I think. Since they did not, I don't know, I don't think Podchaser has actually removed my podcast from their platform. Oh, sorry, no, not Podchaser, sorry. Podcast.com, TuneIn, iTunes, Player FM, and ListenNotes. notes. I apologize. I made a mistake. It is on a Podchaser. I thought it was. I guess not. But anyways, yeah. You can listen to all those four or five platforms if you want. And I will see you guys next time here on Everything About Road TV. Bye for now.